One. What's up, everybody? We're back for the most exciting parts of the season, outside of the playoffs, obviously. Unfortunately, it doesn't seem too exciting right now for most of us. Most of us praying, begging for some damn trades. It hasn't happened yet, but we got 4 days, so we'll keep patience, you know. Number two, the All-Star Reserves was announced. Congrats to all the reserves. The head coaches will be Doc Rivers and Chris Finch. What happened to my beautiful game? That's my only response to the coaches. As for the reserves, I don't know about you two. I don't think any of us really had an issue with the reserves for the most part.
Not really.
Anybody had an issue with the reserves?
I mean, Trae Young obviously is the big thing,
yes,
the big part.
I forgot about that.
Him being snubbed is like really, really disgusting. It's not even like he's in a stronger conference. Even if he's in the Western Conference, right, he gets snubbed for like a player like Paul George. Or a player like Kawhi, then I'm not mad because there's so many like good candidates in the West. But in the Eastern Conference, when you're averaging 27 and 10 or 27 and 11, whichever one he's averaging, it's just like, why is no offense to Paolo, I think Paolo deserves an All-Star spot, but why is he in over Trey? Why is who else
Randall.
Made it that?
Randall.
Paolo was a wild card, right?
I don't know what the positions were.
I was about to say they don't really announce it. Like
they don't tell
sure
you yet.
The wild cards. There's two wild cards. I'm pretty sure the wild cards are positionless.
Yeah, they are, but I don't think they tell you who it is, right?
But they don't tell you who. Yeah,
they don't tell you.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, I don't think they tell you exactly. Yeah, but keep going. You were saying.
But why is Damian Lillard in over Trae Young? I know the fan vote counts for 25%, but it doesn't really make sense to me. Why is a player like Tyrese Maxey? I like Tyrese Maxey. I think he's having a good season. But how is he in? How is Randall in? And Trae Young isn't in. Even though Trae is probably going to make it off the injuries that is happening. Like, obviously, you have Embiid. You have Randall going to miss the time. But still, he should have been in, like – either way, like he shouldn't be a injury reserve type player coming in just because somebody's injured.
I 100% agree with you.
I agree. Yeah,
go ahead.
I mean, he's averaging 27-10. The Hawks
11.
Are
it's 11. And he's granted, the
Hawks aren't good.
To not.
Right. I think at that point you gotta talk about production over your team win loss record.
And aren't they like only like one seed out of the? Aren't they like only one game out of the 10th seed?
Yeah,
they're still
like
in.
That.
They're still viable, I guess, to make the playoffs. Not like their season's done.
They're in the play-in tournament right now. They're like four games back of the Heat, but
and the Heat been slumping like crazy. So,
yeah, and plus they won four in a row. I mean, obviously this is after the voting, but they've been some pretty good teams recently.
You know my issue with the Azad and why I have an issue with coaches and the fact that they're, I mean, let's just keep it real. I mean, they're disgustingly biased against Trae Young. This goes back to the summer where they refused to allow him to play for the Olympic team, even though he would have been the best player on the team. If somehow, some way, Trae Young couldn't make the roster, but Austin Reeves could make the roster. Listen, I love Anthony Edwards, but Anthony Edwards made the roster. Jalen Brunson is great, but Jalen Brunson made the roster. Matt, anybody, name anybody on the Team USA roster. Nobody's better than Trae Young, who got into the roster. Obviously, I'm not going to mention the bigs and the fours because they have nothing to do with each other, and it wouldn't. But I'm just talking about the guards on the team. We don't lose to Germany if we have Trae Young.
Who's somebody we? Who could, you talking about?
United States. Yeah, because you're Canadian,
Team
kid.
USA.
Yeah, we talk about Team USA over here. But... That's my issue is the coaches have shown they have a hatred towards Trae Young. And I'm going to say hatred. I don't, you know, coaches are going to be political and say it's nothing against it, but it's something. I don't know what Trae Young done to these coaches. Maybe they don't like him giving him 40-11. They don't like the sauce he plays with. I don't know. But the fact that Stephen Curry is in a worse seed than him in the other conference with more deserving snubs, by the way, I think the Western Conference had more deserving snubs. And the fact that Curry as a 12th seed, by the way, Curry isn't even having a better season than Trae Young.
He's not.
The fact that the 12th seed got a spot while the 5th seed in Sabonis and Fox didn't get a spot. But in the Eastern Conference, the 10th seeded Hawks, I don't know what seed they were in the time of the voting, but it doesn't change my point. There is no world in this game where a guy averaging 27-11 should miss the all-star game. All NBA, okay, you can make an argument. But all-star? All right, bro. The coaches got this immensely wrong. I don't know what
I
these
mean,
guys were voting on. It's bad. It's
you gotta
bad.
think
All
about
bad.
it though. I mean, Curry's selection was like really off the reputation,
Exactly. The
honestly.
bias. That's my
But
point.
this is
Point. Vote.
this is what it was.
Yeah, that's my point. Like, it's bias. It's biased towards what he used to do and what he's done versus what, because you can't tell me Curry can get the spot over Fox, but Trae Young can't get a spot over the 8 seed in Magic over winning. How the hell does the 8 seed get an all-star, but the 5th seed in another conference? And before you say the different conferences, the same coaches are voting for both conferences. So it's not like the criteria should change. It's nonsense. That's just it's a disgrace to the sport of basketball that Julius Randle and Paolo Banchero get an all-star spot over a guy averaging 27-11. And this is the kind of nonsense that makes players demand trades and form super teams. Because we got this dumb bro. Did not Jrue Holiday not make an All-Star game last year? Over Trae Young too.
He did, yeah. That
And it was over Trae
that
Young.
was like shocking.
Well,
That was
Trae Young
shocking.
got snubbed 2 years in a row.
Yeah. So something, and then later on, when these coaches, these same coaches, are getting punked by a super team, blame yourselves for doing stuff like and listen, it's All-Star. I don't want to make too big of a deal because. But the still as a player, it means a lot when coaches get you into an all-star game. It means a lot to your peers. It means a lot to you that 30 head coaches, who typically, obviously, everybody knows coaches are more knowledgeable than the players, the fans, and the media. The fact that they get you into the game and the fact that you're 27-11, the first player ever, so nobody ever in NBA history could say this happened to him. The fact that he missed out on an all-star game while Curry, who's having the worst season as a 12th seed, made one. Over the 5th seed, the serious questions need to be these coaches. I need, listen, I need the Atlanta Police Department, the FBI, put all these coaches in a where in the rooms they put them in, whatever it's called. I'm tweaking right now. Let's question these coaches. Let's question these coaches, and we need to understand why Trae Young missed out. Because coaches, I think coaches' ballots are considered secret, so they don't actually reveal what they voted. But it's a disgrace, and I think this year it needs to be exposed, because Trae Young genuinely getting snubbed bothers me. And I don't as you as Jalen said, I don't care that Adam Silver is gonna get him in there because of the injuries. It should have never came down to that. Get Paolo in there because of injuries, or Julius Randle. I don't even have an issue with Paolo more. So why did the Knicks get two All Stars?
I care. Yeah, I care more about Julius Randle making it than Paolo making it. I think Paolo deserved his All-Star. He's been balling, especially as of lately. He's been definitely carrying that team with the injuries that they had. But Julius Randle, come on, man! Like, there's no reason Julius Randle, the Knicks should have two All-Stars. There's none.
They should, and if they
I
have two
think
All-Stars, it's because they get
Paolo.
in for the injury. You know what I mean? Like that. Unreal.
Yeah, I think Paolo was a wild card, low-key. I think him and Maxey
Him
definitely
and
was
Randall, I
one of
assume,
the
were probably the
probably
wild
him and
card.
Randle. Yeah, I think it was him and Randle.
Or because
Or
there's
maybe
two
Maxey.
backcourt players, right? And it's
Well,
probably
who
Mitchell
was a
and
backcourt in the
Kuzma and
East?
Matters. You
Who
said
was a
what?
backcourt in the East? Who was a backcourt in the East?
I think it was Brunson and Donovan Mitchell.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. So I agree. I think
So
Maxey
I
and
would
probably
guess
Paolo was wild
Maxey was
cards.
one of the wild cards, yeah.
But did Trae Young's three having a better season than Maxey too? We're just being honest. I mean,
I think both should have made it. Like, I'm not saying Trey should have made it over Maxey because I think both players should have made it by themselves. I think it's just the Paolo situation or Julius Randle, whoever was the wild card. They both have not had better seasons than Trae Young. But
No, I mean, yeah, it's crazy. I mean, I had
it's
Trae
just
Young
the
starting, but.
consistency too. Like, it's like if you're gonna vote Steph in the All-Star game, it's like you got to carry that consistently to Trae Young
That
because Trae Young's
exactly.
having a better season. The Warriors are what, 12th in the Western
Western
Conference?
Conference,
There's
yeah.
no conference difference, so yeah.
Like that's why I said it's pure bias. There is no actual like logic where a coach can tell you why Steph Curry deserved it and Trae Young didn't. It would literally be off a of bias of what Steph Curry was doing years ago, which by the way should have no relevance to this season's All-Star voting. Outside of that, I guess Rudy Gobert getting snubbed was crazy, but. Again, I guess Cat
Yeah, he
60
should have
piece
made
must have
it.
moved the coaches. The Cat 60 piece moved the coaches, and they. I kid you not. I don't think if Cat didn't have 60 get that game and have 40 instead, I think Rudy Gobert is an all-star. But I think
Yeah,
maybe
I
the
also
60
think,
piece moved him.
I mean, Booker, I didn't have Booker on my ballot, but
I had to miss an
Vitaly
out
was
for
playing last
Fox.
week. Vitaly was playing last week, then he definitely like deserved his spot.
Yeah, well, like a 50-point week or some crazy.
So I think, and another thing, I hate how people don't like see Paul George making it. That kind of blew my mind. I think him over De'Aaron Fox,
Isn't as big of a
if it
snub.
was a wild card spot, it was the right decision. I think Sabonis was more of a snub though than De'Aaron Fox. Like I think, other than
Understandably,
the
they have
top two
one.
snubs, yeah, I'm surprised. Like they didn't get at least one, but I think the top two snubs were definitely Rudy Gobert and I would say Sabonis for sure.
I would have low key gave Rudy's spot to Cat. I mean, Cat's spot to
Yeah, me
Rudy.
too.
I would have gave Cat's spot to Rudy for sure.
Yes. I if you guys remember, I thought Rudy Gobert was a lock, and I thought Cat had a 0% chance of making it. So I when I heard Ernie say Minnesota Timberwolves, I just thought he's gonna finish with Rudy Gobert. And he said, bro, it shocked me. I did, and you know what? Can I take a moment? Brian Windhorst, you look like a fucking joke. You look like a clown. Hold that. What you mean?
I mean, he does.
Oh yeah. Hold that clown. Hold that L clown for telling us. No hate, because I respect Brian Ritter, actually. Y'all know I'm a big fan of his game. But hold that L for now for telling me Cat wouldn't even get you a first round pick. Same coaches got him into an all-star game. So I think he's getting me multiple first round picks, ladies and gentlemen. So Brian Windhorst, just stick to LeBron News, buddy. And Utah Jazz, I guess. Maybe you're plugged in with the Jazz. I don't know.
Now, why would he say that?
Listen, he thought he was cooking with that Cat point. He was smiling, laughing, because Cat was struggling a little bit, but guess who the joke now?
Type shit.
All right. Let's move on to the fun parts of the NBA season. Real fun parts. No one really cares about the All-Star reserves. All-Star game is dead. Let's discuss the fact that I got a question for you guys first, though, before we move on. Do you guys think Doc Rivers should be allowed to coach the All-Star game, or should they give it to the next coach because he just got
Hell
hired?
no. Hell no. I
Not
think they should give it to the next coach.
I,
Hell
I
no. There's no reason. Like, the Bucks are the 2 seed, right? Why
yeah.
isn't the Celtics coach coaching? Is there a
No, because you
reason?
can't the Pat Riley rule, you can't coach
Can't coach
back-to-back
two times
years.
in a row.
Oh, I forgot that. I don't get how that's a rule. And then you have the same all-star captains every year, even though that shit's
I agree with
dead,
you.
but
I agree with you. I 100%
whatever.
agree.
I would have gave it to who's next? J.B. Bickerstaff or Tom Thibodeau? I
I
would have
think
given it to
Thibs
them.
because Thibs was third at the time.
Yeah,
Well,
I mean,
let's
he
actually
probably
look at
wouldn't have
standings
played his
now.
reserves, but
Whatever's the standing right
yeah.
now is what it
The
would be.
Cavs are ahead of the Knicks
Okay, so it'd
right
be
now.
JB Bickerstaff.
Yeah, I mean, he's an all right coach, but he's next in the standings. You got to give it to him by rule, but. Yeah, I mean, even Doc Rivers, you guys see he did like an interview. Even he was like calling it out for
He
being
said he's gonna give the
ridiculous.
ring to their old coach. Get the ring,
Adrian Griffin, yeah.
yeah, and the money that he gets for coaching it.
Nah,
Well,
yeah,
good.
I think it's stupid though, personally. But it is what it is. I don't think it matters that much. I think the fact that we're getting a Doc Rivers and Chris Finch, coaching All-Star game is crazy.
I agree.
But I think okay, isn't OKC one right now, or is that made
They're
before?
tied for one right now with the Timberwolves.
They're the tie.
Okay, it says the number one on Google,
Because
so I
of the
don't know
division,
if.
is the division tiebreaker makes him number one, but obviously that's
Oh,
only
okay.
because we haven't played the same. We have a better division record, but we just didn't play the same amount of games as them.
So when they chose the coaches, were you
It's
guys number one?
conference. Yeah, no, it's just conference. Coaches are selected off conference tiebreaker. Because
Oh, okay. Damn, they got
so
their own little tiebreaker.
Chris Finch led the conference tiebreakers. Ty Lue could have been coached too, but it would have required the Thunder and the Wolves to lose, and then you would have coached.
Yeah, you guys are 24-8 in the conference. Damn,
Yeah. We
that's pretty elite.
cook in the West though, for
Okay.
the most part. Listen, it's just the truth.
Have y'all played the Clippers?
Yeah, we played
Yeah, we
one
played them
game.
once. We played them
We play
once.
next week, right? Next Sunday? We need to play next Sunday, I think.
We play next
Next,
Monday.
y'all play on the Super Bowl? Oh, you said next Sunday.
Next Monday, there's
Next week.
no NBA games on
I can't believe
Sunday.
that game won't be on ESPN if it is
Yeah,
next
it's
Monday.
annoying. It should be, if anything should be like televised that day, it should be that.
We have one game though that's on TNT, the Wolves and the Clippers. We do have one
Yeah.
nationally televised game, but that's it. The NBA has been so bad with their national TV selection, but that's a combo for another time. All right, trade deadline stuff. This is where the good stuff is. Right now, it's been very, very quiet. There is rumors, obviously, as there is with every deadline. The biggest one, I may as well start with the biggest one. I know y'all seen the tweet, the LeBron James tweet. I'm forgetting the source, the name of the source, but he has hit and missed. He said Tom Brady was gonna go to Jacksonville. That didn't happen. Or Chargers, sorry. He said Tom Brady was
What?
gonna go to the
You said
Chargers.
what?
He said Tom Brady was gonna go to the Chargers, but that didn't happen.
The hell? Yeah, he didn't say that. He
I was
said
like,
like
he
Jacksonville. That's what.
but at least basketball, all of his misses have been NFL. All right.
Yeah.
He
Yeah, he
hasn't
said
missed with
Kawhi
the
was going to
Lakers.
Clippers.
Yeah,
He
he
said
said
Kawhi to the Clippers. He said LeBron was going to leave back
back to
to Cleveland
Cleveland.
2 years before it happened.
Dwight to the Lakers.
Yeah, Dwight to the Lakers. So
So
he's not.
he has a very good
Damn,
track
he's been
record.
around for a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's not some random that doesn't know what he's talking about. He's certainly plugged in. But then came in Big Rich Paul and he said LeBron will still be a Laker after Thursday. All right. And that pretty much put kind of water on the flames. You know, it kind of smoked it out. He snuffed it out. Rich Paul just kind of snuffed it out. LeBron was asked on, was it Saturday, Friday? I can't remember. He was asked, what will you do? Which, I mean, he is the proper answer. They said, what will you do? Will you opt out of your Lakers contract, the $51 million a year next year? Do you have any thoughts? He said, I have no answer for you. Which, I mean, is a good answer. Keep your options open. Now, this is the question. The source claims that the Lakers are the ones who want to trade LeBron. Like, that's on the top of their to-do list. It's not LeBron wants to leave. He's claiming the Lakers want to trade LeBron. So Rich Paul's statement doesn't really change anything in terms of like LeBron doesn't want to be traded. I mean, the guy never said LeBron. He said the Lakers want to trade LeBron. Now here comes the question. Do the Lakers, if he's, I'm going off the basis that let's say he's not missing again, he's right. You think Rob got the balls to sit out here, go up against Clutch and Rich Paul?
Nope.
No. I think what LeBron's doing is he's putting pressure on the Lakers front office. Because he even posted, I think on his he posted on Twitter, like I think it was like the Apple representing New York or some shit, and then he reposted the Knicks, like him on the Knicks court on his Instagram. So I don't know. I think he's just playing mind games, trying to, I guess, put the pressure on the Lakers to make a move in
And he
the
didn't elaborate
trade
with the
deadline.
time's up thing either. He didn't elaborate with the time's up emoji when they asked him about it.
Yeah, so
Like, yeah. So people.
I don't really think it's that much of a issue or some shit. I think if LeBron leaves LA, which I think he will to play with Bronny, I think that'll just be on his terms, and I don't really think it's anything on the Lakers side or around Palinka's side. But nah, if he's going against Clutch though, like head to head, he got no shot.
Yeah, he's losing. He's losing
I'm
that
taking
shit.
Clutch in six.
He got
That'd be
clutch.
fine.
Yeah, I think Rich Paul was kind of flexing a little muscle there because must have been some truth to it. Otherwise, there's really no need for Rich Paul to actually make a statement. That's how I personally feel. I feel if there was no like if the Lakers weren't trading him and LeBron wasn't or didn't want to leave, then Rich Paul doesn't have to make a statement. That's kind of my thoughts on it. But considering the fact that he did that, it shows to me that there was some validity to this. Now the question is Rob gonna stick to his guts and let now they just beat the Knicks, so maybe they changed their minds. But again, I don't know. I couldn't tell you. We seen, I mean, it didn't look like KD was gonna be traded last year on Thursday, but like at 2 a.m. on Tuesday or whatever it was, he ended up getting moved to Brooklyn, to Phoenix when it looked like the Nets weren't gonna trade him. Kyrie was traded like 2 days before that. James Harden, the year before, like 2 years ago, you remember, everybody kept saying no chance that happens. He got traded
But he
on
got traded
deadline
to
day.
Brooklyn?
Yeah. Only Brian
No,
Windhorst
I
was the only one
think
who was saying there's something that could happen. The like Woj
I
and Shams
thought
kept saying nothing was going to
that was in the
happen.
plans, wasn't it? For like a couple months.
No, but they said like Brooklyn's not going to trade him. Like they'd rather just keep him and then deal with it in the summer.
Oh, you're talking about, oh, okay. I thought you're talking about when he left Houston.
Oh, no, I'm talking about Brooklyn to Philly.
Okay, I was about to say that was like in the works for a minute.
Yeah, no, Brooklyn to Philly, they all made it seem like he wouldn't leave. He ended up leaving. So for now, I'm gonna stay. I've always been skeptical about the report anyway, but we'll see. I guess as Thursday gets closer, we'll find out what's really the case with the Lakers. Because apparently Woj, after the broadcast, after the Knicks game, he says something about the Lakers don't intend to make any big moves at the deadline. So pretty much the Lakers you see now is the Lakers you'll see on Friday or Thursday after 4 p.m. if we want to be more specific. So I don't know if LeBron's going to take kindly to that, but once Thursday 4 p.m. hits, there's nothing the Lakers can do. I mean, that's the end of it. And I don't think any buyout candidate is going to join the Lakers because there's better teams out there that probably give them a spot. All right. So enough with the LeBron stuff. I mean, we already kind of went deeply into it a while ago, so we're not going to waste any time on it. The Brooklyn Nets, I guess, is one of the teams that interests me at this deadline. They said they want to trade Dorian Finney-Smith. They want to trade Royce O'Neal. They've been refusing to trade Mikal Bridges for whatever reason. I mean, teams are offering 4 first-round picks. We don't know the capacity, like, we don't know how protected those picks are, but teams are offering 4 first-round picks for Mikal Bridges. What do y'all think about the fact that the Brooklyn Nets are like pretty much not even entertaining the calls?
I mean, smiling ways. Because I don't understand what they're doing. Like, I get it, Mikal Bridges. I think he's a good player. Like, I feel like he gets slack for not being a number one or two. That's just not his game. He's gonna at best the number three, in my opinion, in the NBA. He'll be a great number three, depending on the team. Like, if there's a team that has like a really good duo, Mikal Bridges is like the perfect three with them. But it's just the fact that they think he's like the next Kawhi Leonard or Kevin Durant or some shit is, I think, what's going to hold him back from getting a really good compensation for him. I mean, you said what? 4 first-round picks was like the offer?
Yeah,
Was
they
like
said.
it was like three or four, bro. Like, it was crazy. Like, I don't know what they're smoking there in Brooklyn. Same thing with Dorian Finney-Smith. They're thinking that they got like the best 3-and-D player in the NBA with him. Good player, but he's not that at all. So I'm afraid Brooklyn's gonna like miss their window of selling high on these players. Because again, I don't think Mikal's the one. They're trying to build around him. I would get as much compensation for him as I can for right now. I mean, what team was it? I think it was the Grizzlies or it was another team, but they offered a lot of picks from Mikal Bridges. And I think it was Memphis. If they accepted the trade, they probably would have had like a top five pick because the Grizzlies are ass this year and injured. So
Yes.
it wasn't Memphis. I don't remember what team it
It was
was.
Memphis. Memphis are I okay. I know for sure Memphis called about OG, but I think they're interested in Mikal too. So I'd assume they're offering the same for both of them.
Yeah, they wanted a wing really bad after losing Dylan Brooks.
I mean, let's be honest, Sean Marks, Joe Tsai, you two need to get out of I don't know what Brooklyn Nets fans need to do, but they need to get him out of there. First, I'm not even a Sean Marks thing. I don't know if it's Sean Marks or not, but that guy we know can rebuild. But Joe Tsai, you, my friend, are a disgrace to ownership. I don't know who
Damn.
let you into my beautiful league, but we need you out of here. We need to get you up at the league. You don't know how to run a basketball team. You start blocking Brooklyn Nets pages because you're on Twitter instead of doing your job. You're not dealing with clear issues on you. So this is my thing with Joe Tsai's name, right? Yeah. Okay, I'm tweaking. The thing about Joe Tsai is, right, when it was time for us to contend and not piss off Harden and Kyrie, what does he do? He wants to sit out here, act all hard and tough on Twitter, talking about, oh yeah, I want guys on my team who are gonna fight hard for me. Well, I hate to break it to you, your fans don't. All right. We want good players on the court. We don't want trash. No hate to any NBA player. Obviously, they're way better than me, but that's the truth. Compared to their peers, this team is terrible. The only players when I turn on a Brooklyn Nets game, the only players that make me smile a little bit is Cam Thomas, and sometimes when Ben Simmons shows his old self.
Damn, not even Mikal one game.
Mikal don't make
He
me
hasn't been
smile
that
at all,
bad.
bro.
He hasn't been that bad.
Guess what? People have been gassing him up as an all-star level player, which he's not. By the way, not his fault that people fake gassing him up. But the reality is, when you are the first option for a team, people have higher expectations. All right, all summer Brooklyn kept talking about the Twins are back. The Twins are back. Well, what's going on, bro? Well, why are we losing games? Where are the Twins at when we need them? You're telling me Ben Simmons with a broken back and no knees needs to come play so we could beat teams? That's who's our savior, Ben Simmons in the year 2024, who literally is dealing with the back. He's not even healthy, but his back is cooked. Bro played 18 minutes and his knee became cooked. That Ben Simmons. We bullied Philadelphia, albeit Embiid didn't play. I'll say that. And we destroyed Utah when Ben Simmons played, and I think we lost the game in between, the one that he skipped. Shock. Nobody should be shocked. This team is pathetic. The fact that Josiah and Sean Marks are watching opposing fans cheering. Bro, the Timberwolves and Nets game, there are more Timberwolves fans in the Nets stadium. How does that even work, bro? What? Enough is enough, bro. Mikal Bridges, appreciate you for your 3 months here, that you clocked in work. We go for four first round picks. I don't know, was it Houston? Houston, you can have him for four first round picks. Give us back our picks. Take Mikal Bridges. Cam Johnson, isn't he like 29 years old? We appreciate your services. You can go too, sir. Dorian
He's been
Finney-Smith.
awful all year.
Yeah, it hasn't been all that. But Dorian Finney-Smith, you are a good role player. We appreciate your work. You could go too. Royce O'Neal, bye-bye. Get him out by my door.
Are
Claxton.
you gonna talk about Spencer?
Spencer Dinwiddie, that he's getting released. No team even wants him. He's getting released. We're gonna get to him. Claxton, you got some juice in you, but bye-bye. It's over. Cam Thomas, you could stay. We need you. Ben Simmons, you could stay. Who else can stay? Jack Vaughn, you're gone, buddy. I don't know who let you into my organization. We're gonna get you up out of here too. Spencer Dinwiddie. All right, bro. This guy all summer was arguing with Kyle Kuzma on Twitter just to be
He
the
still does.
biggest. He still does?
Yeah,
How's
so
he still debating?
actually I have a story, yo. So I'm in a Wizards group chat, right? And so he was added, like, I don't know why he was added, like a few months ago. And this man started arguing with the entire chat over true shooting percentages, and it was like he had like 1% higher than Kuzma at the time, and he was like trying to make that a big deal. Now I think he's lower than Kuzma, so the whole thing is like he's like really insecure,
I mean,
fortunately, but
I don't blame the guy because he can't make a shot.
yeah, he was arguing. He was like, I can still play at an all-star level.
Play at an, who did he say that to? Well, what?
So it was like a chat thing, right? So he was talking to the chat. And he was like, yo, I could still play at a high level. I'm like, what's Pop's wrong for this?
Listen, I'm trying to hold it in. You telling me Spencer Dinwiddie said he could still play at an all-star level? He can't even play at an NBA level.
Yeah, he's really bad.
Take Lance Stephenson out of the G League right now. I think he's shooting better than current Spencer Dinwiddie. He can't make shots. His playmaking has no value because his peers don't respect his shot. Lonnie Walker comes back and outplays him. What's the
Good
Dennis
player.
Smith Jr.
Good
outplays him.
player.
Oh, I'm not saying they're bad, but I'm just saying, like, this guy ain't no
I know.
all-star player, and he will never be an all-star player, and you will never play at an all-star player level. Do me a big, it's time for you, Spencer Dinwiddie, to realize you just got to be a good vibes player. All right? That means you are on the bench on game time. When somebody hits three, you stand up and you do the three-point symbol. You're going to clap when somebody does a good defensive play. And you will never, ever, ever take off the warm-up gear and into the basketball court.
Oh, that's crazy. Nah.
31%. He's shooting like in the 30%, bro. How's that humanly possible? You're not even being asked to be the number one option. That's other players. How are you shooting 30-something percent from the field or low 40s? I don't care what it is. You talk all this trash on Twitter all summer. Man, I'm not wasting my time on Dinwiddie. And I'm not going to sit out here and start hating because of Spencer Dinwiddie and make myself look like a hater, which I'm not. So let's move on. The Brooklyn Nets don't need to rebuild. That was my whole point. This is a finished organization. The fans don't respect you. The city don't respect you. Nobody respects you. Your players arguing about true shooting percentages in a Wizards group chat. Wizards? All right, bro.
I guess
All right,
Wizards
bro.
fans, that's crazy.
Like, that's just...
shooting. Hell no.
And I bet you, let me guess, he lost the debate too because he's losing out on the court too. Did he? How did the
Do
debate
they
go? He's
have
out.
their does
Did he
Brooklyn have
also?
their picks?
No, sir. Houston is eating good.
Yeah, Houston has their pick. I forgot.
Houston is eating good, ladies and gentlemen. So, Brooklyn Nets is a finished organization, and they literally have no pathway to improvement, at least for the next 5 years, unless Mikal Bridges gets traded to Houston and they give the picks back.
If they
It's
get
over.
rewarded, if they get rewarded Cooper Flagg, I'm out.
I think 2025 is a pick swap. We don't even own that pick anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, they still offer, bro.
So
They
it literally
are
doesn't matter.
probably, I think either them or the Bulls are in the worst situation in the NBA.
Do the Bulls own their own picks? I don't know. I haven't checked.
No,
But
but
this.
they Zach Levine's out for the season and they just paid him a hell of money.
Yeah, there is. We'll get to Chicago very soon. But yeah, Brooklyn, bye-bye. Time to rebuild. And if you don't rebuild, you just. Sean Marks, you'll never see another GM job in your life. So get serious and start getting rid of these guys because your life relies on it. And when I say life, I mean it's NBA life, all right? If Joe Tsai is telling you can't do it, then Sean Marks, let me tell you what you're gonna do. You're gonna wake up tomorrow morning, you're gonna clock in, you're gonna go to Joe Tsai's office, and you're gonna tell him, I quit. Then you're gonna leave the office, you're gonna call Woj up, and you're gonna put a hit piece on him, all right? You're gonna put a hit piece on the way he's running the organization, and you're gonna ruin Joe Tsai's name, and by default, you're gonna save your name. And you'll get a job again, Sean Marks. That's my advice to you. Now go. We can move on. What other teams are interest you guys at the deadline? I had enough of talking about, bro.
I saw a rumor that the Mavericks and Bucks might swap Bobby Portis and Grant Williams. I
What's your
think
thoughts on that?
that's a complete robbery for Dallas.
Dallas,
I
right?
mean,
Yeah, that's hard. They need that
I
too.
get
They
the
could really use
shooting.
this.
Grant Williams is shooting like 37% from three. I think Milwaukee needs more shooters, but I don't think you can do that with the expense of Bobby Portis.
They actually want Bobby Portis gone.
Which is
For
crazy.
Grant
Like, is that a
Williams?
report? Which
No,
is
like I'm
crazy.
saying for Grant Williams.
Yeah, for Grant
Oh
Williams.
yeah, I think that's
But Bobby
crazy.
Portis is literally a better 3-point shooter than Grant Williams. So what does that do for them? I guess maybe defense. Do they feel like Bobby Portis' defense has been up to par with what they expect?
I'm not sure. I mean, it seems he missed like some a little bit of time, but I mean, he's been playing well this year. I don't know why they want Grant Williams out of anybody. Like, I feel like you get a better player than Grant Williams out of Bobby Portis.
Yeah,
I
no, that's
think,
a very
I
interesting,
think
bro. Who
trading
reported it? Do you
Bobby
know the name?
Portis,
You know the name by who reported it? Many chance?
I can look it up. It was, hold up, give me a sec. But Bobby Portis is like the only, because they're obviously in a contending phase, right? I think he's like probably one of their only players like they can realistically trade for like to get good value.
It was
Mark
Mark
Stein
Stein who said
reported it,
it. It
by
was
the
Mark
way.
Stein who said it.
Mark Stein was one who reported the
All
news.
right, he's reliable, so okay. Very interesting. Very interesting that they would want to do that. I'm actually very
Ew.
baffled. I mean, I know defense has been very bad and like anybody can score on them. I don't know if y'all seen the Utah Jazz fourth quarter last night. But yeah, it's bad in Milwaukee. So I guess having a plus defender at the wing position is what they want. And they value that way
Yeah, they
more than
gotta
what
get
Bobby
more
Portis brings.
consistent. Yeah, I mean, Giannis is playing at as good of a level that
Yeah, but
Rest
he's
him too. And then
yeah.
there's Dame who's putting up tour dates.
He's been solid overall, but again, like the guy is going through a divorce, so I don't suspect he'll be. He's just it's just
Yeah.
tough. I don't suspect he's all the way there. I mean, and if I assume by year two, he'll probably fit in better. But certainly moving to a new state, especially Wisconsin, EU, and having
Yo.
to start life in Wisconsin. While dealing with what he's dealing with, I don't blame him. It's tough. It's tough, and he's still not even doing that bad. I mean, he's still been good by
He's been,
compared
I
to his
mean,
peers.
compared to what he's like been, obviously he hasn't been as good. I mean, besides his game against the Mavericks, who went 10 for 11, he hasn't really had a good shooting stretch over his last like 10 games or so.
But you know, the thing about Dame is when April rolls around, I'm not worried. So. I guess you could
Yeah.
get away with it in the regular season. Oh, look at that. Welcome. Welcome, Felice. How you been, man? Can you hear us?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. What's up? Can you hear us?
Hero were talking about the Nets and he joined.
Summoned
He got the bat symbol. That's crazy.
him.
That's that crazy.
Hey, how's life? How's life been on vacation, Felice?
I've been chilling. I was just playing basketball.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah.
Looking like Gortat.
Nah, I was kind of messing with it, not gonna lie. There was some crazy wind.
Your team ended up winning at least?
I
Was
won
it
like
21?
twice.
Twice. All right. All right. All
Yeah,
right.
the rules here are kind of different, bro. Like when you miss, they don't take it back, just put it up right away. That shit kind
Really?
of throws
Wait,
you off.
like
Yeah.
I know air balls, but even if you hit the rim, they just put it back up.
Even if you hit them, they just put it back up.
Interesting.
Yeah,
Putback
so games
merchants
go
over
by
there.
quicker. Yeah.
Okay.
How many points do they play to usually?
21, but they go by like twos and threes. So
Shit.
even
Oh,
quicker.
serious? Now that makes sense. Yeah,
Twos
the
and
games go by
threes.
quick.
All right.
How many Al Horford or Cat jerseys have we seen?
None?
Yeah.
That's
Can't
crazy.
represent the
Not
country and you can't even get one?
that I've seen one now.
Damn. I guess you could be the first one. Buy yourself a cat jersey.
That's crazy. Oh
Right,
man.
Felice, since you just hopped in, we talked about the trade deadline. Talk to us about your Rockets. Your Rockets have been a lot going on with the Houston Rockets. Go ahead.
Yeah, we made that trade for Steven Adams, which I was kind of like he's a good player. It's just I don't know. I feel like we need a big for like now. Like we need a center for like right now because first of all, Jack Landale is just bad. And then on top of that, Sengun, like the past, I would say probably 10 days to 2 weeks, has been looking pretty sluggish. Probably because he's been playing a lot of heavy minutes. So like even if it's just like even if it's a bad player, we just need like a body. We need another center. And I would say we need another shooter. There's been a lot of games where the Rockets have been in the game, but ultimately they lose because they just don't have enough shooting. So that's the two things I would like to see. But if they don't
So,
do either of those things,
but are they
if
doing
they
that?
don't
Like, are
do,
they attempting to? What is the report saying?
so before we traded for Steven Adams, there's been a lot of hoopla about Mikal Bridges, and I read the Jake Fisher article today, and he
Yeah.
was saying that there was a point in time before the Adams trade where we were willing to offer Jalen Green along with another one of our wings. He didn't specify who it was, but he said we're willing to offer another one of our wings and some of the next draft picks because, you know, we own their draft future until like 2027. But the Nets, they weren't even willing to like listen to any offers, which is kind of peculiar, but it's not my problem.
Joe Tsai, ladies and gentlemen. Joe
Yeah,
Tsai
because
organization.
if you look at it from the Nets perspective, right? You have Cam Thomas, who's, you know, he's a really good scorer. And you have Claxton, he's a decent young center. He's about to be a free agent, so you got to pay him. And the rest of their team is just like either a bunch of solid to mid veterans or like recent draft picks. So from their perspective, it's like, how would you not even listen to a team trying to give you back all your draft picks when you can get another two young players in Jalen Green? And let's say the other wing was like Cam Whitmore or something. They're like robbing us blind there, by the way. They're doing that.
Yeah.
So then you have a core of Cam Thomas, Jalen Green, Cam Whitmore. and whatever else you want. You can sell all your other veterans. You can open up cap space, and you can build it around like those 3 to 4 players.
It's interesting because they do want to trade some of their vets. I don't know why they don't want to trade Mikal though.
I think a lot of the stuff about I don't think the Dorian Finney-Smith 2 first round picks thing is real. I think that's just elite to drive the price up because they know there's going to be a lot of teams. Like I haven't seen any specific teams linked to Dorian Finney-Smith, but there's going to be a lot of contending teams that need a wing. I'll probably inquire about him because he's a solid player and he fits with a lot of teams. He should fit with any team, honestly. He should be a seamless fit with like any team. And yeah, they should. If I was Joe Tsai, I would trade Cam Johnson to the Thunder, and I would take back Davis Bertāns because his contract is expiring, and I would just take back a bunch of picks. I'd open up a lot of cap space for next year, and I'd just try to build around like that.
But Joe Tsai though is not thinking. There's no thought going on in his brain about basketball.
Him and Sean Marks are weird duo. Weird.
I almost don't even think it's Sean Marks. Sean Marks has rebuilt it before. It has to be the ownership that's preventing.
I mean, if D'Angelo Russell didn't play out of his mind for like 5 months, would he even have a job right now? And that's like a serious question.
I mean, that's a good question. That's a very good point. I mean, I just think that doesn't matter what GM you have. Joe Tsai as the owner is not going to be good.
Yeah, I mean, the Nets have already lost a lot of fans given the fact that they traded, in a year stretch, it traded 3 of the most well-known players in the league. So, I don't know. It's kind of crazy. They're kind of just committing to just, like, being mid, which is just odd.
It's not even mid that you make the playoffs. It's, like, 9th seed, 10th seed mid. Like, what?
Yeah, like, you can literally open up a 2 to 3 year window where if anything goes wrong, you own your own draft picks, and you can go from there. But, no, they just don't seem to be interested in that.
I'm very interested in Thursday if they change their stance. I mean, they're almost going to have to if they keep losing.
Yeah. Woj said they love Mikal. They've gotten 4 to 5 picks offered, and they said no.
So I think by Thursday, things may change. I think by Thursday, things may change. But we'll see. NBA is a deadline.
I don't think they'll do anything major. But back to the Rockets.
Yeah, but go ahead. What are we hearing about the Houston Rockets?
Jake Fisher reported today in his article that now that we've traded for Steven Adams, they would probably look towards they're still looking for help like now, but it would be more so expiring guys. He mentioned Andre Drummond as one of the potential targets. He would be cool. It's just, I don't know. I would kind of like someone more that could also simultaneously play next to Sengun. Like, I was thinking kind of Kelly Olynyk. I don't know if the Jazz would want to trade him, but Kelly Olynyk would be pretty awesome. So, yeah, the Rockets are still looking for help now. It's just they're just showing a little bit more patience. He also mentioned that if, for example, there was a disgruntled star that became available in the NBA, and he listed, like, he said names, but they're not, like, they're obviously not available as of now. He listed Embiid, Donovan Mitchell, and I think he listed Zion. Just, like, as examples, as, like, the caliber of players, if they became available. He said that the Rockets would be really aggressive for said players. So I'm kind of interested to see that.
Okay, so things are
changing. I think Zion's probably the most.
What seed is Houston right now? 11th or 10th? What seed are you guys?
I think we're 11 or 12, like just hovering outside the play-in.
Yeah, you guys are 11, 2 games back of the Jazz.
If you could tweak some things at the deadline, you should be able to get 10.
My thing is, the Rockets, if Tari Eason was like healthy, we would be like at least 5 games better because he genuinely impacts like winning so much. It's ridiculous. His net rating numbers are like through the roof and like small sample size that he's.
When is he coming back?
I don't know. It's been like a couple weeks now where he's just been like day to day. So I don't know.
Interesting. Yeah, Houston's defense close, is solidified. If you guys can just get some offense going,
we need to stop actively playing bad players. Jack Landale and Jayson Tate. We need at least another shooter. One would be, like, perfect. And a capable backup center that is at least, like, 6'10 or something.
I the beautiful thing you is you guys Gafford.
you get Brooklyn Nets picks, ladies and gentlemen. So you guys will have have a lot of extra assets in the summer.
I would be surprised if we traded any first round picks from the Nets until at least the summer. Yeah,
the summer. I mean, most of the summer, not right now. You guys should be able to bolster.
I'm kind of. My hope is that Donovan Mitchell somehow, some way becomes available, and we just like send the farm for them, for him.
I mean, how about Trae Young? I mean, could be the one who comes available quicker without.
I don't think the Rockets would have interest in a point guard, considering there's like zero way we'd be able to move off of Fred, and then we also have Amen Thompson, who's gonna be a starter in like 2 years.
Okay.
He could be a starter next year if Fred wasn't here, but that's a different discussion for a different day. But yeah, I don't think they would have interest in a point guard.
Interesting. Okay, Houston. Houston
looks it would like be more so a wing to like a power forward. Yeah.
So is there any other teams out there? I know the Wizards want to trade. What is it called? They want to trade Kuzma.
Monte Morris.
No, that season Detroit.
He's on the Pistons.
He's in Detroit now.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm going to somebody else.
I heard the Timberwolves got interested in Monte Morris.
Who's like the veteran point guard that the Wizards have? I confuse him with someone else.
Tyus Jones, DeLon Wright.
DeLon Wright. That's who it was. That's what I was going to.
Yeah, a lot of teams.
Yeah, I think right. So. It came. There was a report yesterday or today. I forgot when it was that we're gonna keep Kuzma, which I don't really agree with. I think we gotta move off of Kuzma, but
I think that would be pretty idiotic.
He's on a good contract, so I'm not too mad about it because like I think he's on a good contract, but I would move off of him. But it is what it is. He apparently loves DC a lot and he wants to stay, so it is what it is. But I like Tyus Jones. Oh, go ahead.
Nah, even he won. I'm just saying after.
So I think Tyus Jones is probably gone. I think the only thing is that I forgot which team it was, but they offered like a shit ton of second round picks. Again, I forgot which team it was. I think it was a Western Conference team. Let me look it up because I know. We've declined some trades for Tyus Jones.
You declined the Timberwolves, apparently. But
the Timberwolves?
The four second round picks was fake. The Timberwolves did not offer four second round picks for Tyus Jones.
Okay. But they did try to make an offer for him.
Yeah, he'd be a pretty good get considering you do not have a backup point guard.
We do not have a backup point guard. We don't have a point guard of the future either.
I thought Shake Milton would be okay for you guys. He's been so bad.
Yeah. I know the Timberwolves are trying to look into Royce O'Neal.
That would be a pretty good get.
They're looking into DeLon Wright as well from Washington. I don't know if that's the case anymore, but Bogey.
DeLon Wright is not Atlanta, a point guard. So I would not get him.
A backup guard. Someone who can shoot and defend.
Yeah, he could be a
3-and-D.
He's a good defender.
He can shoot right too, can he?
A little bit, yeah.
But better than Kyle Anderson. Can you shoot better than Kyle Anderson? I think he can.
I mean, I don't think that's hard. I think anyone in this podcast can shoot better than Kyle Anderson.
There's
a good percentage of NBA players that probably can.
Monte Morris, the Timberwolves also have interest in Monte Morris. Apparently, I don't know how true is they have interest in Bones Highland as well. I don't know. Are the Clippers trading Bones? Jalen, is it looking like it? Or is he staying over in Clippers Nation?
If I had to guess, I think that Bones and PJ Tucker are gone to Charlotte for PJ Washington.
I forgot
PJ Tucker. Speaking of PJ Washington.
Wait, Clippers getting PJ Washington?
Well, I was going to talk about it because Jake Fisher like dropped a lot of info today. He said that the Clippers haven't gotten into like deep talks with Charlotte, and he said they haven't gotten into deep talks, period, and they haven't talked in a couple weeks in terms of PJ Washington.
Clippers don't need him. Clippers have enough as it is. They can stick with what they got.
He also said the Hornets are seeking at least a first round pick for Miles Bridges.
We don't want that dude.
Which is kind of crazy considering he's about to be a free agent, and then you also can't re-sign him if you're the team that's trading for him. I'm pretty sure, considering you got the qualifying offer or something like that. I think you got the qualifying offer or something like that.
I know Mavericks really want a four too, so I won't be surprised if they get PJ Washington. Say Andrew Wiggins.
Yeah, there's been links to Wiggins. Them and the Pacers.
I know because I saw some they were linked to also like Miles Bridges, and they were linked to Kuzma until Woj said that they don't want to unload Kuzma. But I think it was Kuzma, PJ Washington, and Miles Bridges were, I think, what they were interested in. But they're basically looking for a forward at the four spot. And Bobby Portis, as we mentioned
I
before.
think a lot of the teams that miss out on like some of these wings are probably gonna be all over Gordon Hayward if he's in the buyout market.
Bro, that's
Yeah,
my
I thought they would
point,
release
is
him a couple
I
weeks ago.
really badly hope the Timberwolves can get him. If he is a buyout candidate, like that guy would
Yeah,
change our entire team.
Gordon Hayward is probably like the best buyout player that's been available in like a while.
He hasn't been bought out yet, though, has he?
I think they
What
intend
if
to,
he if
which is
it
why it's
they're gonna try to trade him, but obviously nobody's gonna want to take that contract, but they're probably gonna buy him out. Him and Lowry, I'd imagine.
Yeah, he's having a good season. He's averaging 14.5 points, 47% from the field, 36 from three. Yeah, he's having that'd be a
Yeah,
really good get.
Gordon Hayward is a solid player. He has good feel for the game. He has good instincts, good IQ. He's a smart player. Like, he'd be a solid get for like most like playoff to contending teams.
Yeah, so the Timberwolves want Alec Burks or Monte Morris as well, either if they get one of those guys.
No.
So we'll and they want to trade if they can. Shake Milton, Wendell Moore Jr. I don't know how you trade either of them. And Troy Brown, who I guess can be traded, but I'd rather keep him. He's been good. I don't know why he's not getting minutes.
Wasn't Wendell Moore like a first round pick? That was a
Yeah, he
weird
was
draft
the
for
Walker
us.
Kessler year. We drafted him first.
Yeah. We
But
traded with you
interesting.
guys, didn't we?
We did. You
We
guys
traded
gave us the
down.
pick. You guys gave us the pick that got us Wendell Moore, yeah.
Yeah.
But interesting to note, the Timberwolves have called up their forwards from the G League, which they never have
Leonard
done.
Miller.
Leonard Miller and Josh Minot got called up from the G League today. Iowa has a game tomorrow. The Timberwolves play tomorrow as well, but they've never played in a game pretty much because the Timberwolves like want them in Iowa. They want them to develop in the G League. And
Has Leonard Miller
interestingly
been good
enough,
in the G League?
yeah, he just had a triple double like game ago, the last game they played.
Yeah.
And he's been
I
scoring
like
in each
his
of them.
game. He's just kind of raw.
He's very raw and he's kind of just lazy on defense. He kind of just zones out. He has the ability to play DVB, but he's just lazy. So
Yeah.
we'll see. We'll see. I think he'll be good for us down the line. Obviously, not gonna play this year, but maybe next year we have no choice but to play him. But yeah, I'm just
Fair.
making a note that it's very interesting that all year they haven't been called up unless Iowa don't play for like 5 days, but they literally play tomorrow, and they called them up. So that my assumption is the expectation is they'll trade somebody, where
So
they
just
would
call
need
them up
those
to have
guys in
extra
depth.
bodies.
Exactly. So I don't get why you would need because nobody's injured on the Timberwolves roster, so all of our rotation players are healthy. So the fact that you feel the need to call them up tells me that. You're especially with the game tomorrow, so essentially you're taking away a game they could play in, and just have them sit on the
Yeah.
bench, which logically makes no sense. They haven't done it all year unless they have a feeling that Kyle Anderson or somebody is well, Kyle Anderson has to be traded. My humble opinion, that guy can't be on the roster.
Yeah, Kyle
Not
Anderson has a really weird game. I don't think he really clicks with that team.
it's the coach, man. Like, as much as I have an issue with Kyle Anderson, it's like, don't put a guy in a situation he's not going to succeed in
Yeah,
and
that's
be
also
shocked
another
he
thing.
fails. Like Kyle Anderson is a four. He has to play the four. He can't play next to two centers. It just doesn't work. And we pay the price for it every night. Like yesterday, I guess the Rockets, I don't know if you got to tune in. He was a -9 in a 21-point win. How is that even possible?
Yeah, I was watching for a bit until I got like a little out of hand.
Yeah, it got bad in the third. But like even during second quarter when you guys made the comeback, he was in the game.
Yeah.
Like
Yeah,
clogging space and stuff.
he's just a really like slow player. I mean, obviously. I mean, your nickname is Slow Mo. You have to be pretty fucking slow. But he shouldn't be playing the three, he's a four.
Yeah, he's too slow
He
to
was
play
pretty
the
solid
three
for
and
you
he
guys
can't
last
shoot.
year.
Cause yeah, cause Cat was out, so he did good because he was in the four and we wasn't asking him to play
Yeah.
out of position. And he shot last year. I mean, he shot 41% from three. So,
Yeah, this year he hasn't been shooting so well.
this year not only is he not making the shots, he's just not taking enough of them either. So,
Fair.
he I'll listen. You don't have to trade him, I guess, but you'd only get to play spot minutes if you want to win a title. Whether that's Cat is in foul trouble and you stick him in. Or there's a team that plays very big and you just want size to defend their bigger guys. Because I'll give him props. He plays very good defense. He's been very good, like, defending the perimeter. But again, he kills the offense so much where he's just a negative in general. It doesn't matter if his defense is good. So it's very interesting to me that we've done that, which makes me assume that the Tim or whoever the coaches are, I think that something is happening where they won't just have enough numbers tomorrow. They need those guys available just in case. And we'll see. We want a backup guard. My dream get would be Bogey from Atlanta. He's kind of too expensive for us. I know that. But I think he'd be so perfect for the team. And then, like, we get a backup guard in the buyout. Can, you know, because there's Kyle Lowry, I think, would be bought out.
I don't see a team trading for him.
So, like, unless, a buyout
can unless said team, unless said team wants to dump some, like, bad long-term money, then maybe. But other than that, see how Kyle Lowry would be a trade candidate for anyone.
Yeah, so I feel like we could definitely help ourselves out in the buyout market too. It's not like we will have options at the buyout market, but if I'm making a trade, I'll get a shooter, a guard that could shoot, and it could bring off the bench. And then
are you guys looking for a point guard?
We're looking for wings and point guard. So we're looking for Dorian Finney-Smith, Royce O'Neal, Alec
Burks, I feel like the point guard market is really, really, really cool now, isn't it?
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't even know who the best available option is. I mean, I saw just like the other day Killian Hayes was like in trade talks.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Our GM did say in an interview he wants to be very aggressive, so we'll see what he cooks up. He said this, he feels especially this year, he has to be very aggressive. So I think he knows basketball. Sometimes you only get one shot to win a title, so you gotta maximize it. You said what he's up?
Yeah.
So I was going to ask a question. Do y'all think there's a market for DeMar DeRozan?
I think the only team that would consider it, and that's if Caruso is also involved, is the Sixers.
But is the Sixers have assets for both of them?
I mean, it's not DeRozan is some hot commodity. He's about to be a free agent, and the Bulls are not.
They could. I could see it because obviously Embiid, which we didn't even mention him yet, Embiid's almost, I don't know how long he's out for, but.
But there's a good chance he's going to be out for at least 2 months. And if it's a repair, he's going to be out for the season.
Yeah. So he's basically out for like majority of the rest of the year, right? So
yeah,
I think maybe the only reason they would want to get DeRozan is like a desperation move.
Just to have more offense.
Yeah, so I don't know. I struggle with seeing a market for him, though. Like, I feel like even after that was the same report.
I don't think there's many teams that need, like, and his game is weird because he can't, like, really stretch the floor. So then if you have a center that can't shoot, it's going to fuck up your spacing.
Golden State is going to get pretty awkward. Interested in him?
I guess, but it's like, what are they really even going to trade?
DeRozan's a one-way player. He needs the ball in his hands. He can't really play off-ball.
Yeah,
he's a solid playmaker for what a player.
He's been better with it this year. I'll give him credit. I mean, he's been better off-ball this year. I think he's attempted career-high amount of threes this season. So he's kind of shifted his game a little bit this year. Yeah, for sure. But again, I don't like Sacramento. I guess they could use
him. They're always a default option, but I don't really see it.
Golden State. For sure, I think it could fit easily with those guys. But
so, yeah,
they gotta blow it up.
But they also
if I'm the Bulls, I'm 100% trading DeRozan. They apparently have a steep price for Caruso, which is kind of crazy. They said they want like an OG and an OB, like they view him as like that caliber of player. Yeah,
you could keep him.
That's what I read today, which is crazy.
So are the Bulls trying to trade DeRozan this Thursday, or is it just something they want to plan for in the offseason?
They're gauging the market, yeah. I mean, because they said Shams said extension talks haven't gone anywhere, so it's a very good chance if he's not traded, they're not going to be able to re-sign him. And honestly, from the Bulls' perspective, like, I'm probably just taking anything. I'm taking, like, any assets I can get, and I'm running with it because
he has you a lot shouldn't of money. Re-sign him anyways. What is DeMar's money?
I think he's on, like, 40-something.
See, that's such a tough contract to match, too. That's
or, like, 30-something. Yeah. Yeah, the teams that can match it will probably be, like, the Sixers. They have a lot of expiring contracts.
But then again, are they what is Embiid's injury looking like? That's the question. I mean, how long?
Yeah,
is
they
he
won't
out?
Have play. They won't have play. I mean, it's gonna be at least 2 months. Like that's guaranteed. At least 1 to 2 months. That is guaranteed, 100%.
So yeah. He won't be back till April. Then, what does it look like right now?
I think the hope is like he'll play a couple games before the playoffs, but.
If he's getting a full repair, he's not playing. And there's a good chance he won't be ready for the start of next season.
Wow. Is that bad? Is that long to recover?
I mean, it's a 6+ month recovery and
he's bigger.
Okay,
too,
let's say he's back by he's ready to do basketball activities by like July or something. You know, he's gonna have to like ramp up and rehab and all that stuff. That's gonna take a couple months.
Oof. Damn, yeah, that is a very good point.
That's assuming it's legitimately 6 months. It could be 7, it could be 8, it could be.
So what do you gain from trading for DeRozan? You're Philadelphia and your best player isn't even coming back anyway.
I don't know. I think if you're Philly, you gotta just like ride with the ship. I mean, I don't really love the DeRozan thing. I mean, sure, he's more offense. You can get Caruso out of it. That's a plus, but I don't know what would move the needle for them too.
This might be the first deadline where if Morey just sold like assets, like if he just sold, it would be fully understandable. Just sell, recoup some assets and build up for this offseason. That would be pretty logical. Like, I'm not trading multiple firsts for Caruso. I'm sorry. It's just like, that's just like insane. I don't know.
Yeah, they're in a tough spot. I don't think they can afford to really do anything that.
I don't think they can afford to do something like insanely aggressive.
Yeah.
But I would probably sell. If I was them, I would sell. I would trade Tobias to like the Pistons because they apparently really want him.
Yeah, bro, the Pistons are hilarious. They wanted Zach LaVine, obviously, before he got hurt. And now they want Tobias Harris.
Which I really don't get the logic to it. There's
hilarious
no reason.
Organization.
If I'm the Pistons, I'm not trading for anybody unless I'm like selling.
I mean, it's not like the Pistons are going to be able to sign free agents. They have like $60 million cap for this offseason. I know they're gonna do a Fred VanVleet to someone in free agency. I just can't tell who it is yet.
But my thing with them is,
yeah,
like,
I don't.
You don't have to sign anybody. You're not that good. Just wait until you actually build something worth.
Them I mean, you kind of actually do have to sign someone.
But like smaller,
you have
contracts,
to spend.
You know.
No, you have to legitimately spend 90% of the cap at least.
But okay, so my point
that's
is,
a rule
what
now.
Is how much is Tobias Harris like left on his contract if they trade for him this
right
now?
He's expiring.
Like this right now, expiring.
Yeah, like he's expiring after the season.
Okay, then I'll trade for him and then re-sign him to a smaller deal. Then,
yeah, that's probably what they're thinking in their heads right now.
I thought he still had years left on his contract. Okay,
nah, this is his final year.
Okay, so yeah, I'm at Philadelphia. I'll trade him too because like you're not gonna win anything if Embiid isn't coming back. So
even if for some reason out of left field you want to re-sign Tobias to a smaller deal, you can probably still convince him to come back in the offseason if you really wanted to.
That is true.
His game, he's a good player. He's a flawed player at that. But his game does not fit with Embiid or really, like, good teams. He's a very weird player. Very weird player. He would be very good on, like, a bad to mid team with zero expectations.
Aza, I want to ask you a question. Is Corey Crisper? I hate to cut you off, please. Is Corey Crisper getting traded? Is that someone they're looking to trade?
I would not trade him at all. I think
is there reports of that though?
None. I think the only players that we would trade are, I would say Kuzma, but probably not anymore. But it's probably Tyus Jones, DeLon Wright, and Daniel Gafford. That's probably the three players.
Okay.
Oh yeah, Jake Fisher just said we have interest in him as well. But
yeah, y'all can get him. He's all yours.
So y'all think DeJounte Murray gets traded when it's all said or done? Y'all think Murray's gonna be?
I think with how D'Lo's playing, I don't think DeJounte gets moved. I think he saved his.
I think DeJounte gets moved.
Oh, I think he gets moved like in general. I don't think he gets moved to the Lakers. That's what I was trying to say.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think you got some more. I don't know if it's the Lakers.
I don't think it's the Lakers. I feel like D'Lo has played good enough.
Atlanta
Saved
should
his job.
definitely move on from him. They should try to move on from Capella. I mean, they should have moved on from Capella like a couple of years ago, to be honest.
The fact that
Because,
Onyeka Okongwu had 22 and 16 the moment he got injured, you got to trade him on the spot. Like, that's
just
literally what you got to do.
signals he shouldn't be on your team.
Yeah.
DeAndre Hunter, another player. The Hawks are a weird team because they have like not necessarily bad players. They're just not like good enough to like win. I would trade Bogdanovich. I would trade virtually every player on the team that isn't on a rookie contract or isn't Trae Young. Like
Or
they
I'll
re
keep a Kongo as well. I really
yeah, I
like
mean
him.
he's still on his rookie contract though.
Okay. All right, but
I mean he got an
and
extension, but yeah.
Jalen Johnson's also on his rookie contract. So that, I
Yeah,
mean,
Jalen Johnson is a pretty solid player.
they're in an
Yeah.
interesting scenario because they have like their roster on paper looks really good. I think the execution is just not there at all. Or maybe the fit as well.
I don't think the fit is there.
Yeah.
They've also been treating AJ Griffin like really weird. Like, I don't know. He was pretty solid as a rookie, and they just haven't really like played him much this year. To be fair, he's also just been kind of ass. It's just weird. Like he's a solid player.
Yeah,
Just like
I mean,
not
he hasn't been
playing.
good, but I get what you're saying.
It's kind of weird. They use like a top. They use like a lottery pick on him. I don't know if he was top 10, but. Yeah, it's just kind of weird.
So I'm very interested to see if this deadline kind of juices up, wakes up like last
They
year's
have
one.
Sadiq Bey too. Sorry to cut you off, but
Oh yeah,
he's not good as
yeah.
well.
Another mid to ass player.
Yeah, no, y'all think this is gonna be exciting deadline, or you think it's gonna be a snooze fest like it's been right now?
It should be an exciting deadline, but there really hasn't been one. Was last year's deadline even good? Because I really just don't
Is
remember
the
big
KD
trades that
trade?
happened.
Is the KD
Oh,
trade, the Kyrie
besides
trade?
that literally happened at midnight. That was, I mean, Kyrie wasn't deadline though.
Well, I mean more so like week of. I mean, because deadline day was kind of slow.
I'm
D'Lo,
trying
the
to remember
D'Lo Conley trade,
what
the
was
D'Lo
the
Conley
biggest
trade happened
deal?
on deadline day. Last year had a lot of trades. The Lakers pretty much
Yeah,
whole
there was a
roster was
lot of
changed.
trades. I just don't remember like, because obviously the Lakers made all those trades. Obviously, the KD trade happened like on a random date. That
That
was
was at night too,
insane.
like
I didn't.
people were sleeping.
You know what's funny? I literally said in a group chat, I was like, "There's no way the Nets move KD for fucking mid-ass McCown and Cam Johnson and like a bunch of Suns picks." Like, there's no, and they literally did it the next day.
Shout out marks for you.
Oh my God, that's kind of
So,
crazy.
my question is, does a surprise scenario happen like that this year? I don't think so. I don't see it.
I don't see a all-star or borderline all-star player getting moved,
I guess DeMar, I guess, is the closest.
unless we're gonna count like DeMar or DeJounte as one. That's
I think,
kind
I
of
mean, I
crazy,
think
but
Miles Bridges is probably gone from Charlotte. I think he just traded.
I think he gets traded to the Suns, which
Suns or Mavericks, yeah.
Miles
Yeah.
Bridges' fit with like the Suns would be weird because his game, he's not good at the things good role players are good at. But he's not necessarily a bad player either. Very
Yeah, I
weird
think.
game.
I mean, what are some other names I'm trying to think of? I mean,
Kyle Anderson getting traded moves you.
Kyle Anderson. He's like Kyle Anderson. I think
Clint
DeJounte.
Capella.
Maybe Capella, he's injured though right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not really like there's not that one guy like last year. You had like KD,
Yeah, you didn't have like
and
a
Kyrie. Like
solidified all-star. I mean, the Rozier trade was kind of like, even though he's been bad so far, it's probably the biggest trade so far this season. Considering nothing else has really happened.
which one are you talking about? Which trade?
The Rozier.
Oh, I mean, besides the Harden trade all year.
Oh, fuck, I forgot that happened.
And the OG trade and the Pascal trade.
Yeah. Damn, I kind of forgot about that.
There's been a couple of trades. I feel like the Heat should trade for a player too. They've been really ass recently, but they just got Rozier, so maybe
they just got Rozier, and I think they just got Hawkes back into the rotation because I know he was.
They should be active on the buyout market, though. I still think they need.
I don't think they can, though, because they're one of the second apron teams. Wait, no, I think they're just under. Actually, I lied. They're just under it. I just completely lied. The second, actually, I have a screenshot of what the second apron teams are right now. The teams over the second apron are the Wizards, surprisingly, the Nuggets, the Sixers, the Celtics, the Bucks, the Suns, the Timberwolves, the Clippers, and the Warriors.
Oh, Timberwolves over the second apron?
If I'm not mistaken, yeah. Hold on, let me see.
I thought we kept a little space in between. So we went over.
If I am not mistaken, I need to know what the exact number is for the second apron. Cause I was positive it was like 170 something, like 175 or something. Hold on, I need to check. I fall. I can't spread misinformation like this. So, your payroll would have to be over 182 million. So, yeah, all the teams I named are over the second apron.
Unfortunate. That means they can't sign a certain player on buyout markets, right? Depending on what they cost, correct?
Yeah. Let me just double check that these teams are actually spending this much on this many players. Because I could just be lying, which is bad. No, it says active cap. No, it says total cap. Yeah, so those teams are over the second apron. The Lakers are surprisingly just under it. Same with the Heat.
Miami needs to make shakeups. That's one of the few teams too that we didn't mention.
They need a couple players. They could use a point guard, like a backup point guard at least. I don't know if Josh Richardson hoops excites Heat fans, but.
They did already make a move for Rozier, but I'm interested to see if they decide to make more, which they do need. I mean, I think they lost eight out of their last 10 games.
Yeah, the Heat have been pretty bad recently, but, you know, the month of April is going to turn around, and then, you know, Jaime Jaquez is 10 of 10 from three in a playoff
game. Yes.
So fucking funny.
They do their thing in April, you know, even though the gimmick is getting a little annoying now. Yeah. But we'll see what happens. We got three more days, and we'll be back to discuss what happens after the deadline as well, as usual. I appreciate you guys.
I have a quick question. Who do y'all think is replacing Embiid? Or not Embiid, but no, Embiid and who else is hurt in the All Star game?
It's Randall.
Randall, yeah. Who y'all think is replacing them?
Should be Trae Young. It's kind of embarrassing. He's not even voted in, anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah, we talked about that earlier.
Really embarrassing.
I think the other one should be Porzingis, in my opinion.
It should be Porzingis, but if they put Derek White in, that's going to set a really bad precedent.
Porzingis has arguably been their second most valuable player.
I mean, I'll personally choose Scottie Barnes and Trae Young.
Derek White is a really good player. He's a really solid role player. He's an elite role player. Let's put it like that. But to put him in an all-star game is kind of just, like, fucking disgusting. Like, that would be comparable to, like, Kyle Korver making the all-star game. Like, it's just,
I was about to say, the 2015 Hawks.
That time, the talent level was low, but now there's too much players to even consider this.
Who were their all-stars? It was, like, Jeff Teague.
They had five DeMar of them. Carroll.
DeMar Carroll did not make an all-star game.
He didn't make it, right? I thought it was
Teague, Korver, Horford, and Millsap. Like, two of those are understandable. Jeff Teague making an all-star game is crazy.
He was a decent point guard.
He was a decent point guard, but not like the talent in the East must have been at a low. Oh, I remember Melo was into that season. Yeah.
The point guards in the East. I mean, Jeff Teague making. I mean, he probably just made it off a record, but
yeah, he made it off a record probably because I mean, there was Kemba. I know Wall probably made it.
I think Wall started that year. I think it was like Wall and Kyrie or some shit. It was like Kyrie, Wall, Kemba, Lowry, I think maybe. I don't know. But yeah, that would be comparable. Kinda. Derek White making it basically.
That was kind of nasty.
I would hope he does Trae Young and Scotty Barnes.
I didn't really have a problem with some of the all-star picks in the West. Besides Fox not making it, I think it's kind of crazy. Some people are saying Sengun, but like as good as he's been this season, I don't think he was a snub. I would say there's like a couple people ahead of him. I think Gobert not making it is a travesty, to be honest.
Yeah, I was shocked.
Anchoring the number one defense.
Yeah.
And you're not putting him in the all-star game. I think that's a travesty.
But yeah, I shocked Curry made it.
It's a bonus.
No hate to Curry. I shocked Curry made it, but Trae Young didn't make it. Because I thought if the coaches people, were on enough basis of winning.
People like, are kind of shitting on Karl-Anthony Towns, but he's been like genuinely good and he's playing on like, the defense. So I don't know. I don't think it's an egregious pick. Maybe you would pick Sabonis ahead of him, but it's just like tomato tomato. Like you're just flipping the coin at that point.
I mean, the only person Cat maybe snubbles his own teammate. Other than that, I don't think he.
Yeah, I would argue. I mean, I think Sabonis has a good chance too. But
I just
and but the West thing that yeah. injuries, right? So the West, I don't think I have any replacements, and hopefully they don't. And it stays that way.
Some people were saying that like Sengun was a genuine sub, and I'm like, he's been good, but I don't, who are you putting him over? Some people were saying Cat. I'm like, that doesn't really. Cat has been better.
The thing is, Cat has been what? He's been good. He's been on the number one seed. He's been 50, 40, 88. I mean, I don't know how.
He's playing good defense as well.
Yeah, I mean, he's slipped a little bit lately, but yeah, he's been the best defense of his life. So, I don't know how.
I don't really see the argument against him.
Yeah, and then I think the 60-piece kind of saved him. The 60-piece saved
him. Numbers aren't his like actual like raw like scoring numbers aren't like eye popping. I think he's only averaging like what like 22 or 23 a game, which
yeah,
our surface level looks like it's kind of low for him. But I mean, they're also on like the number one team in the West, so.
Yeah, I mean, and the 60 piece. If he didn't have 60, I think Rudy Gobert would have had his spot. I generally do think
that. Is Chris Finch coaching the West?
He is coaching the West. Yep, yesterday he clinched.
That's kind of a travesty. And who's coaching the East?
Doc Rivers, yes, sir.
You're dead ass lying.
I'm dead serious.
You didn't Doc see Rivers. That?
We are having this. This might be the worst coaching matchup in an All Star game I have ever seen.
Hey, Steph Curry getting no minutes in the All-Star game. Chris Finch don't like movement shooters. He's getting no minutes. Oh, my God.
Bro, why did Missoula turn it down or the Bucks the one seed?
No, you can't. No, you. So if you coach the year before, you can't coach the year after. So Chris Finch, even if the Timberwolves are number one next year, you can't coach next year.
Oh, so Missoula coached them last? That's kind of crazy.
Yeah. He coached last year. The Celtics were number one seed at this time last year. So it should have been Adrian Griffin, but Doc obviously took a spot. So
yeah, Doc took a spot by giving him bad advice. That's kind of crazy. That's
the sick part. Who said that? Was it Shams?
It was Shams. Yeah, he said that Doc was advising him for like a month. Yeah, he's probably giving him bad advice to take his job.
Hey, why you hired a coach that gave you a coach you fired advice, bro?
Like, that's kind of crazy. Like, he was kind of planting the seeds there.
Yeah, I'm a little – that's kind of sus. What's going on in Milwaukee? But he does say he'll give his all-star ring and all of the all-star money he gets to Adrian Griffin. So, at least he's not
– That's crazy, bro. My coach of the year pick got fucking fired.
Like, bro, was it that?
I was like, coach of the year pick, and he got fucking fired.
You know what's crazy is he was in the running, too, before he got fired.
I mean, he was
picking Jordan Poole as MIP.
Yeah, you're crazy.
Okay, that was awful. That was awful.
I picked Sengun again, which I mean, he's not going to win it, but I would say
he's not going to win. I think it's going to be like Halliburton or something. He might not reach the threshold.
It should be Jalen Johnson.
Or Jalen Johnson, yeah. Yep.
By definition,
it won't be.
But yeah, it probably should be. But it's going to be like Maxey's going to be up there too.
That had Nasir as my sixth man of the year. That one's looking great.
My sixth man of the year pick was Norman Powell.
Mine was Malik Monk, which I think he's top two.
I think it's between Nas and Malik Monk right now. So
Norman Powell wasn't a bad pick. They just happened to make a massive trade for an all-star caliber player.
Yeah.
Which kind of fucked everything up.
What was my coach of the year pick? Did I pick Griffin with you as well? I can't remember.
No, I genuinely did think he was going to be a good coach.
I forgot who I picked. I think I... picked. Man, I forgot. Yeah, I don't know who I
If
picked.
somebody picked the OKC coach, boy, would you be on your way to a big prediction?
Bro, I still don't know what Mark Daigneault looks like. And it's been like 4 years of him coaching.
Wait,
I
really?
still have no idea what he looks like. I know he's white, but like I've seen his face a couple times. I just really
you played
like
him four
honest about it.
times, so I've seen him a lot
I couldn't
lately.
tell you. I couldn't tell you what he looks like.
Yeah, but he's the coach of the year favorite right now, so.
Oh yeah, speaking of the
Oh,
Thunder,
I picked
before
my coach of the year was Taylor Jenkins.
Oh, that's
Oh man,
crazy.
I mean that's
That
not bad. He just
but
ended
his
up
whole
being injured.
roster's out.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's it was not like there's some reason. Speaking of the Thunder, and this is the final thing I'll say on the trade deadline. If Sam Presti does not take advantage of like the gifts he is being given right now of having a really good team, if he doesn't trade Josh Giddey, if he doesn't acquire actual good rotational players, I will not feel sorry for them when they lose in the playoffs. I just won't.
Yeah, I'm interested to see if they kind of sit on their butts again. I mean, they can't. You really can't because this year it's open. You know, the NBA is open this year. I really feel that way.
Just look at all the advantages you have right now. You have Chet on a rookie contract. You have Jalen Williams on a rookie contract. You have SGA on a non like max right now. He's on like the max from like the old CBA. If he was up for an extension right now, he'd probably get like $60 million. So you have to look at, you have that in your favor. You have a collection of first round picks, a war chest of first round picks. You have a lot of players on like expiring to semi expiring salary. If they don't take advantage of that, I will not feel sorry for them.
And they probably won't, knowing the history over there. But I mean,
like, if we do a trade deadline review thing and Josh Giddey is still a member of the Thunder, I will dead ass laugh.
I can't believe they
teams
didn't go
don't
for
even
OG.
Guard him at all.
I can't believe they didn't go for OG. That's what shocked me.
And Josh Giddey doesn't get guarded at all. And they've been doing that all year. Imagine what's going to happen in the playoffs. They're going to be forced to play him at max 10 minutes. And even then, you might honestly just have to bench him, period.
Yeah. And then now you're putting in guys like Isaiah Joe. I like Cason Wallace.
Who's a good player?
Carson or Cason? I don't know what.
It's Cason.
Cason
Wallace. He's a
Cason.
Solid player.
Not only is he good defensively,
but it's just like,
he's a good shooter too. So,
but it's just like,
they have a
imagine if,
but damn.
Imagine if instead of playing Giddey for no reason, you insert an actual good player. I don't know, like Cam Johnson or Kuzma,
Caruso.
Or whoever
I'm
the hell.
Try to call Caruso. I mean,
or Caruso, or just like a wing, a guard wing that can shoot and knows how to play basketball.
Yeah. And isn't iffy off the court.
Yeah, like even like a Bogdanovich from the Pistons.
They're not going to trade him. But even
yeah,
bro,
what
I love,
like
when one of the Bogdanovich brothers come to Minnesota, I'm getting my clothes ready for June.
Oh, nah. The parade happening?
Oh, for vacation or
here.
What?
We get one of them. The vacation happening over here. People showing up. Because Kyle
yeah.
Anderson off my Lee Kai Anderson, I think that's how you say his Chinese name. For
yeah.
You bring me Bogdan Bogdanovich or Boyan, any of those, I don't care who it is. It's going to be.
Yo,
it must be nice
Clippers,
talking about winning basketball while
the Clippers, the Clippers, the Clippers trade China Jay Tucker. I'm a fan.
Right,
that was another thing
man.
We talked about.
Why does it
I
matter?
Literally forgot he was on the roster.
He doesn't even play.
They no, but just like I can't like root for a basketball team where PJ Tucker is on. I'm sorry. Like,
I mean, he did. Well, he
yeah.
got.
Just
he only traded for
just
cash
his presence. Just his presence being there just like annoys me.
Damn.
Just watching him post before games, you know, switching his shoes at halftime when he doesn't play.
You guy got fire shoe collection. I'll give him that.
That's about what he's good for in today's NBA. He has a player option too. That's so nasty.
Yes,
like,
sir. How much is it though? Actually, how much is the player option?
$11 mil.
That's adult, what?
He got
yeah,
the
no,
final lead.
He's not declining that, bro. Ain't
no the only way he declines that. The only way he declines that is if he like genuinely just decides to retire. Well, which considering he's 39 is not like out of the question.
I mean, but why would he retire if he could just get nice fit picks and get $11 million? I'm not retiring. I'm not retired. I'm back next year. I'm gonna look nice on the sideline, and I'm gonna get my $11 million.
He's probably gonna get bought out if he gets traded. There's no chance the team wants him.
Yeah, oh, like they just give him his full money?
Yeah, they just say, you know, give us a portion back this year and next year. And then, yeah, you're gone.
I would have said, hell no. I want all my money and I'm stressing up to these games.
Nah, because usually players give back what they're gonna what they're projected to get like for salary when they're in the buyout market. Like Russ gave back like the exact amount the Clippers paid him for the rest of the season.
Okay.
Usually I'll buy as well.
Well, yeah, it's gonna be a very we'll see. I know Felice didn't get your thoughts on that LeBron tweet, but
I don't which one? The one
reliable the Liberty? Dude. Yeah.
The Liberty emoji? I don't think that's anything.
No, not that one, The one where the guy said LeBron, like the Lakers trying to get rid of him.
That's cap. I don't believe that.
Yeah, I was skeptical about that one. But what do you think about Rich Paul making a damage control statement about it?
I mean, there has been reports that he's trying to mend the fences between him and the Knicks organization. So, I mean, there's something to monitor over the summer. I don't think LeBron is – hot take, but I don't think LeBron will be a Laker next season.
I don't even think it's a hot take. I really don't think it's a hot take. I mean, they're not going to probably make any moves at the deadline.
You say he's following Bronny? Or...
I mean, the pace that Bronny's at right now, where would he be following something?
He could take another year, honestly, if I follows him.
He needs especially after the thing that happened.
The
fact that he's been playing, I'm so impressed. The fact that he's playing after what happened so soon, I'm very.
I mean, he's had some genuine like good games, but yeah, just the fact that he's playing is kind of remarkable. So he probably should take another year.
He needs time, but I'm interested. Which then now allows LeBron to go wherever he wants next year.
Especially since Isaiah Collier, who's a guard, he's probably going to declare in his draft. This is a terrible draft class, by the way. He's probably going to declare. So,
of course.
Yeah,
well, I'm sorry.
Finally, tank. It's the worst draft class last like.
You never know. Years. I mean, they said the Anthony Edwards LaMelo Ball class wasn't all that.
I mean, that was people being casuals, but this is like a genuine bad draft class. It's like there's gonna be some good players here.
I like Alex Saar. I don't know if you guys looked at him. He's a good player.
Alex Saar is good.
I like Rob.
But you have to be number one, right, to get him.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't think the Wizards can be number one?
I mean, it's a lot of Williams.
Jalen Williams is his brother. He goes to like Colorado. He's also
He's really good as well. Team. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ron Holland, and that's really it, honestly.
They're kind of project picks for like.
Here's my thing though. I hope the Wizards don't get one this year because. I want us to get one next year. Yeah, I want us to get one next year. And the probability of getting back-to-back one picks is like
so low.
I feel like zero. Yeah, almost 0%. So,
yeah, Cooper Flagg is a really good player. And then the year after that, it's a Boozer.
Are they not in the same draft class?
No, they're not. I think they were at one point, but didn't Cooper Flagg like reclass or something?
I think so. I don't know though.
Yeah.
But
next year's draft class is really good, by the way.
Yeah, I heard the one after is gonna be.
All I know is Cooper Flagg. I don't know anyone else.
There's Cooper Flagg, there's Ian Jackson who committed to North Carolina. He's a wing. He's like a 6'6" wing. There's a lot of good players next year's draft class.
Okay.
It's gonna be an interesting deadline. The only thing that could really make it better than last year is if by some miracle LeBron really does get traded, but I don't see that happening.
LeBron is not a guy that will ever be traded. I don't think he's ever been traded in his career besides that time where he signed with the Heat because they actually didn't outright sign him. Fun fact. But, yeah.
This is my thing, LeBron though. Is not, he doesn't have a no-trade clause, so technically the Lakers could do that, but we'll – It just depends on how real the guy is, how true the source is.
Players will notice if you do LeBron dirty. Like, that's what I'm going to say. Because the Lakers went to a period, players like free agents will notice if like you do LeBron dirty. To be honest, like good players, like superstar players, genuinely don't have free agency anymore. They just get traded.
That's the thing, yeah. Like they never ever see free agency anyway, so I don't even think it would matter. And I don't. When you're LA Lakers, it don't really matter. I mean, you're gonna get guys.
I mean, they went through a period of time where they couldn't really get anyone. Like
that
they couldn't
is
get
true.
KD. They couldn't get Paul George. Couldn't
But
get
that's because they
Kawhi. I
had
mean, they
nothing,
did have
though.
LeBron, but
They had
yeah.
nothing. But once they got like Brandon Ingram, they got a couple Lonzo, some interesting young guys with some talent. LeBron came. So I think if they're just not completely incompetent, they could always drag, like kind of like Real Madrid. Kind of look at them like Real Madrid or the basketball, or like no matter like
Yeah, or like the
how
Yankees
incompetent
or
you are,
whatever. Yeah.
right? Just your name value, automatically people are going to want to be there.
Just your brand. Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't think it really, even if they were the first team ever to trade LeBron because Rob Pelinka wants to restart and get something. Because the guys, if LeBron in June says, I'm out of here, you get nothing for him. Because no one's
Yeah, you
trading
kind
much
of.
for a guy under 51. Like LeBron's making 51 if he opts in. Who the hell can trade for that? Or even thinks
You would
it's
have to
equivalent.
package. You would have to package a good amount of salary
Yeah,
to do
and
that.
probably like valuable young players to you that you want long term. So why would you ever trade it
Some
for
people
one more
think
LeBron?
LeBron would get traded for like a shit ton of first. And I'm like, dude, he's
That's not
40. What the fuck
happening.
is
Yeah,
wrong?
that's
Like,
not happening. He's and certainly not for somebody who's only here for a year on top of that. So
yeah, you know for a fact you're only getting one guaranteed year of LeBron.
yeah. So my thing is, if I'm the Lakers and I could at least get a pick and something nice back for LeBron now, why not do it? I mean,
Yeah,
where
if I can get
they're the
at
ninth
least a
seed.
couple good players, maybe some salary like relief, like an expiring contract or whatever, just to, have cap space open, and then like a first or two, I would do that.
Yeah, like I 100% get why Laker fans are against it. Like no one wants to see their team trade away LeBron James. But if you just look at it from you're probably a first round exit, right? I mean, if they don't make it, just assuming they don't make any major moves and nothing
Probably the
happens.
first round exit. If they
I
make the
think they're
playoffs by the
under the
Lakers.
impression that last year they were so bad and they kind of rebuilt their team at the deadline
Think
and
they
they
could
made a
do it
Western
again?
Conference final run, but
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 that's
that
because
was kind of
Memphis was
fluky.
hurt. Golden State
That
wasn't
was kind
really
of
all that.
fluky.
Yeah, so they know, like Laker fans will acknowledge that they obviously appreciate the run, but they'll like at least the real ones, they'll acknowledge that that run wasn't anything that makes you believe. Because the one time they faced a really good team, they got swept. Even though the scores were close for some of the games, I won't deny that. But well,
Most of them.
that's the difference between a low team and a high team. The high team executes in the clutch, and the bad team don't. That's the difference. But I mean, right now they're ninth or eighth. I don't know exactly what spot they're in. Or eighth,
They're in
I
the
think they're
play-in.
eighth. So that means they would have to at least win one of the next two, the way it's currently slated. And then that means you get to have to play either Oklahoma. I actually think Oklahoma is a very favorable match for them. I think that's one of the that's the first round seed they could win and surprise anybody
I
if they
think
could.
another team that not a favorable matchup, but they match up fairly well against would be the Clippers.
Yeah,
That's
the
if they
Clippers
get a
got
top
number
two seed,
one.
though.
The Clippers got number one and number two. I mean, the Clippers are right there. I think they're only a game out of number one and number two.
Yeah, they're like a game or two out. But I'm saying if
So
they got like two,
yeah.
yeah, the Lakers could also end up being a 17.
But if you run into like the Timberwolves or the Nuggets, big teams that could stop what you're trying to
You're
do,
getting fucked. You're
it's
getting
not gonna look
destroyed.
pretty. Yeah, it's not gonna look pretty when you get swept or losing five. And that's not even me trying to sound cocky as a fan. It's just they really do match up much better
They
against them than you do against
have
them.
wings. They have multiple. They have like three or four guys that can throw at LeBron. They have guys that could throw at Anthony Davis too. I mean, Jokic did a pretty good job on Anthony Davis last year, considering AD couldn't make him pay from the 3-point line. So,
Yeah,
and
so
Aaron
it
Gordon is a pretty good defender, so that's not a favorable matchup for them.
because now so that's my point. Is like if I know for sure if I call teams and LeBron's gonna get me something nice, okay, I'm okay. But I wouldn't like this is a point though. You want to be the Rob Pelinka. I don't know if he has as I asked Azad and Jalen the question. I said, does Rob have the courage to
The
go against
stones.
clutch? Yeah, you know, to trade LeBron and go against clutch. I don't think he has
I
that
don't
in
think
him.
so.
And it's not even just LeBron. Like the Lakers fan base will torch that guy, bro.
Oh yeah,
Like
that's another thing. He's represented by Clutch, and like most of the good players in the NBA are represented. Yeah, they're not trading LeBron. There's no
that's my
chance of
point.
that.
It's like you can't go against what LeBron wants because of that. Sweet.
You go against Clutch. Rich Paul will note that, and every time a good player is a free agent, which usually typically doesn't even happen as much in the NBA anymore. You're fucked.
Yeah.
You
So
might get a
that's my
meeting
thing.
if you're lucky, but you're fucked.
Yeah. So that is my thing. I'm very interested to see how this plays out because to me, at first, I was very skeptical about the Twitter, even though he's been accurate. I was still skeptical because of the magnitude of what he said. But once Rich Paul had to come out and make a damage control statement, that's when something kind of ticked in my head like, okay, This is serious.
It's not out of the blue. It's not out of the blue, but I just don't think it happens.
Yeah, I just don't think Rob Pelinka has the – like, essentially, Rich Paul was flexing his muscle on Rob Pelinka. Like, okay, let's see you try and do this now that I said LeBron don't want to be traded. I don't think he got what it takes. I don't think he got what it takes. If he does, I'll look at Rob in a new light. If the trade is good, if you get robbed of something else for LeBron, I don't know how you'd ever
even if he gets a good package in return, you're still a bold ass GM.
Yeah, oh, he's bold. But I'll respect him. I'll say this guy, he's got something to him. But if you let LeBron, there's nothing, I'll put it this way. There's nothing worse than letting LeBron leave in free agency and getting absolutely nothing.
That's the worst possible scenario. But to be fair, most actual good teams don't have cap.
So they'd have to give some up. But, I mean, a sign and trade, you really don't have to give up much.
And then, but the thing is, a sign and trade is also more complicated in the CBA because if you're over the second apron, you can't do that.
Right. So, and a lot of the good teams, well, outside of Philadelphia. But Philadelphia can sign LeBron straight up if they want to. They wouldn't even need to give you anything.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they legit have the. If there was a team that could outright just sign LeBron in free agency, not give up a single pick, not do anything, it would be the Sixers. I just don't see why Morey would do that.
I mean, Embiid, LeBron, and Maxey for a year.
Yeah, that would be crazy. But it's like you rejected the chance of paying Harden, who you knew would be there for like 4 years, to go for it all in one window with LeBron. That's kind of insane. That's risky.
Wouldn't the cap space just go back to zero again? I mean, if you sign LeBron to like a 1 year deal, I mean, try and maximize Embiid. I mean, with especially the fact that Embiid keeps getting hurt, you have to maximize.
But the thing is, Maxey's going to get paid.
That is true.
And he's going to get probably $200 million.
That is very true. So I'm very interested to see this LeBron James scenario situation, whatever. I don't think obviously it's going to come to an end in 2 days. But LeBron doing the whole time up thing. Then when the reporter asked him what was that about, he says he's not interested in elaborating. Then I don't know if you've seen the clip against Atlanta after the L. Somebody asked him, like, what do you tell your teammates? So he said, just tell them to do their job. Then he came back and said he's about to say something. Then a Laker PR team cut him off and said, thank you, LeBron. That's enough. LeBron was like, oh, good thing you stopped me because I was about to go off. So all of this just to me looks weird. You know what I mean?
Yes, weird.
It's very giving me weird vibes that there's something major going on in the backgrounds, whether that's between the GM and LeBron. And, you know, the thing is, LeBron wants his team to go all in. But if I'm the Lakers, I can't keep trading away my future picks so I can lose, maybe. Because LeBron is not some 29-year-old guy where you at least he's giving me 5 more years. He's giving you one more. Even if he comes back, that's one more year you're getting out of LeBron. Is one more year worth your future? Giving away extra picks?
Yeah, it's not.
So, we'll see. We'll see what they decide to do. I just think a lot of, like, I think both sides, is some people are going too extreme. Some fans are trying to dismiss it. I think it's somewhere in the middle. Can't fully dismiss it, and you can't fully buy in. We'll find out Thursday. Yeah. I mean, really, if the Lakers don't do anything on Thursday, yeah, that guy's out in June. No way LeBron's
gone.
Especially if they don't do nothing, don't even like a minor move, forget about it. If you don't even try to get like Dorian Finney-Smith or something, yeah, all right.
Yeah, and that'll start to take the rumblings of that will start to take place in June because if he decides what team he wants to go to, and let's say, for example, they don't outright have the cash space, it won't be surprising if he opts in.
You opt in and trade, yeah.
Yeah, and at least that way the Lakers get something, no?
Yeah, but I'm interested.
Yeah, I don't think anything happens, though. At the deadline,
I agree. This is a little too soon. If something was going to happen at the deadline, they'll make a trade.
I think the Lakers will make a trade, but
I would laugh if LeBron was traded on Thursday. I'm sorry, bro. That just would be comical.
Bro, we would have to do an emergency.
Twitter would break down. I'm almost certain that Twitter would break down.
I'm pretty sure I would get rate limited.
Yeah, there's no way. If LeBron
Shams or Woj would tweet that, oh my, that would have like hundreds of thousands of likes on the spot.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. No way.
Have they reported a major LeBron trade? Because I feel like when he went to LA, wasn't that like a...
That was free agency. So.
That's free agency.
I know, but was that reported by them or was that reported by like LeBron's agency?
LeBron was going to sign there.
Go there anyway.
Yeah, that he was going to go to the Lakers.
No, Woj broke it on a random Sunday. I remember it was. I was watching Sunday Night Baseball when it happened.
But wasn't that expected anyway? I don't think it caught anybody off guard.
And he literally said like LeBron signed on a 4-year deal. Like it wasn't even clutch or anything. Like he himself broke it.
Okay. I don't know why I thought it would be like clutch announcing that. But...
So like if he gets traded, yeah, I'm gonna cry laughing. I'll say that because that there's no way. Rob, I'm just interested in the Laker Nation's thoughts. I want to see what the Laker fans think.
Those Lakers faces would be.
It would be fun. It'd be very fun to tune in to elicit to what they think. Because I'm sure they're gonna be shocked that they're not gonna get what they probably think for them.
Yeah.
But I appreciate y'all coming out. We'll be back very soon anyway. The trade deadline's literally in 2 days. Yes, so you guys will see us soon. And we will have if there's not a lot to talk about, well, it's whatever. If there's something big to talk about, great. And if something catastrophic happens, we'll be here for sure. Appreciate you guys tuning in. Appreciate you guys showing up, especially for at least from on vacation, still showing up. And we'll catch you guys probably next weekend, I guess.
Yeah.